Morning, everybody. Great to be with you this morning. We haven't met. My name is Nathan Arnett, and along with my beautiful wife and family, we have been attending the past few months here at Northview. And it kind of occurred to me that we never really officially placed membership. So this might be unprecedented in a communion to place membership. So Jim, with your permission, we would like to be members of the Northview Church. So that's okay with all of you as well. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, if you have your Bible and you could turn there with me. Paul has been in Athens and he's been quite distressed about all of the idols that he's seen. So he says, From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Now, I believe if we were to distill down God's plan for us and God's desire for us here on earth, it's really all about family. The Bible is basically a love story about how God wants to have offspring and wants to have family. And since we were created in God's image, God has hardwired all of us, I believe, to desire to be in families and to have family and to have offspring. Now, if you know my wife and I, we've perhaps taken that a little bit literally. So we have five boys. What makes it a little more interesting is we decided to scatter this five offspring over about a 22-year time period. And so I was thinking about that the other day, and I thought, you know, we talk about millennials and Gen Zs and all these different generational groupings and cohorts. So I was trying to figure out, okay, where do my youngest ones stand? I know I have one millennial, that's Jordan over here, who recently got married. Actually, we now have six, I guess, right? We have a daughter-in-law. We have Courtney with us. So we really have six. So Jordan's our millennial. And then I have a 20-year-old by the name of Alec and a 13-year-old by the name of Jackson. And they're Generation Z, Gen Z as we call them. What I did not realize is that there has now been coined a new generation after the Gen Zs. It's called Generation Alpha. Anybody ever heard of Gen Alpha? Apparently, this is the generation that's been entirely born in the 21st century. So, unbeknownst to me, I have two Gen Alphas. An 8-year-old by the name of Nathan Jr., and then a 2-year-old by the name of Grant, who is still trying to figure out if he's Spider-Man, the Incredible Hulk, or Iron Man. Depends on the minute you ask him. So anyway, yeah, we've taken this offspring thing a little bit literally, but we love it. So as you can imagine, as a parent of this many boys, it presents some bandwidth issues. We feel pretty tapped on any given day. But the great thing about God is that God doesn't have bandwidth issues. God has the capacity to love each and every person in this room, and for that matter, every single person on the planet. So God wants everyone on earth to be a member of his family. In fact, 1 Timothy 2:4, God wants all to be saved. But the problem is that at some point in our lives, we've all chosen to reject that, starting with Adam. Had to be driven out of Adam and Eve, out of the Garden of Eden. We've all made decisions in our lives to reject God and his desire for us to be in his family. And the other problem with that is because we've all sinned, there had to be some kind of punishment for that sin. And I think any parent would agree probably the least favorite thing about parenting is having to punish our kids and discipline. But by the same token, if we don't do that, we raise a bunch of entitled, spoiled brats. So discipline, unfortunately, is necessary. And this is where it gets kind of interesting. So God had offspring, his one and only son, Jesus, and he chose his offspring to have to bear that punishment for our sins, for our iniquities, as the scripture says. And so Jesus Christ, as 1 Timothy 2:5 said, gave himself up as a ransom for our sins. But through Jesus' death on the cross and through his resurrection, we have the opportunity for forgiveness and for redemption. We have a path back into God's family. And you know, I love family because being a parent, being a father, really gives me insight into how God views me and God views us. It's really by becoming a dad and looking at your son or your daughter, you begin to see how much grace we have in our hearts toward our children, how patient we are, how forgiving we are, how we accept them back after they make mistakes or they do wrong things. And it really gives us, I believe, an insight into how much God loves us. Because sometimes our perceptions of God are a little bit off. They could be shaped by our upbringing, by how our parents may or may not have treated us, how great our family life was, how not so great it was. But being a parent just gives us an incredible insight into how God really views us and how much he loves us. And so this morning, as we consider what a privilege it is to be a part of God's family, let's remember Jesus and let's have in our hearts a deep gratitude for him and the fact that he was willing to take that punishment, that discipline for us so that we could be restored to God's family. Let's also love our spiritual family. You know, we're surrounded by such a great group of people, and since we've been attending here the past few months, so many of you have reached out to us and initiated with us and built friendships. Tim Cummings just asked me to lunch a couple of weeks ago, and Steve and I get together. I mean, so many of you have just been friends to us, and we appreciate that. And let's also reach out and invite others to join the family of God. You know, we have such a room full of love and concern and genuine care for one another, and it's so great when we're able to invite friends and family and coworkers into this group so they can experience that same love. And I believe that that's what God wants us to do. So God is hoping that you and I will reach out to him, and he's nearby and he wants to be found. So as we prepare to take the bread and the juice, let's pray. Father in heaven, we're so grateful that your plan includes us, that you wanted each and every one of us to be members of your family, to be sons and daughters of yours, to be adopted into your amazing, beautiful family and kingdom. We don't deserve that, Lord. We have sinned. We continue to sin, yet you're so forgiving and loving and full of grace. And Jesus, we're so grateful that you, as the very offspring of God, were willing to come down and take the punishment for us. And for the joy before you, you endured the cross. And you rose again so that we would have a pathway back into your family. And we're so grateful, Lord. And as we take the bread and the juice, help us to remember, help us to have gratitude in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.